Nonprofit retirement homes can avoid paying property taxes if they provide nursing care or service the poor. The Wisconsin Alliance of Cities says the problem is that seniors who are financially well off are often those who benefit. Meanwhile, the Alliance argues that seniors who live in regular housing are stuck with a bigger tax burden. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett says cities, counties, and schools end up getting hurt.
The services that those property taxes go to don't disappear. It means that the schools are paid for by a smaller and smaller pool. It means that the municipal services, the police protection, the fire protection, the library services, all of that is being paid for by a smaller and smaller pool of individuals.
Barrett made his comments at a news conference. In the audience was 83-year-old Earl Thayer, a Madison resident and a member of the state panel looking into property tax exemptions. Thayer says a tax break for a retirement home serves a good purpose. He says he and his wife are moving into a home soon for a sense of security.
They will guarantee that our care is provided, our housing is provided if we run out of money. And even if we don't run out of money, some of what we pay for the unit we're buying is used to subsidize the care of other people who are less fortunate than we.
Thayer says other properties, like those owned by universities, take far more money off property tax rolls than senior homes. He says the state should look there before focusing on the most frail members of its population. Thayer's committee will likely make final recommendations on tax exemptions to state lawmakers at its meeting this Friday. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.